Well, I just told me to delete my storage on calls. But anyway, hey, so excited to have everybody on the call. As I mentioned, wow, here it is, Monday, moving well into August, almost one-third through, and just thinking about just last Monday, August the 2nd, we stepped into a whole new career. I've been in it a whole week now, and oh my goodness, if you just kind of think of the chunks and the things that we've done right now, just repeating that over and over again, I think we're stepping forward in the right direction. But I just wanted to share, I pulled off my bookshelf a really, really cool book, Sean Achor, A-C-H-O-R, and he taught a course called The Happiness Advantage. I guess he still teaches it as taught at Harvard's famed Happiness Course. Wow, and he teaches it to companies worldwide. If you go to TED Talks, that's one of my favorite talks, and look up Sean Achor there, it's a really, really big deal. Well, happiness. Well, how does that fit in? Well, we're in a company that, as Robert explains, you can't trademark happiness, and so he spelled it kind of funny. So it looks like happiness or something like that. It has one P, but isn't that what we're all pursuing? And if you look at all of the things that we offer, everything from vacations to purpose to living longer, being healthier, having a community together, doing work that matters, all of those things have an impact, a positive impact on our happiness. And if you kind of think about all of that, I think one of the big things that I think is really, really valuable is that happy salespeople outsell pessimistic salespeople a whole bunch. Happiness is one of the most attractive things that there is. When I first met my wife, she just had this sunny disposition, and I've heard this phrase that I just love, that I like me best when I'm with you. And I think that's one of the most attractive things, is just positivity. And that's such an important thing. Now, here's the thing I think is really awesome about happiness. Anything, not just salespeople, but if you're, they've done studies in with students, you know, like taking a math test. If you're happy, you'll outperform what you might say neutral peers. And we just do better when we're happy. That's a really important thing. Now, one of the big things that it talks about in this book is this idea that we're pursuing happy, but there's this thought that, well, if I do this, then I'll be happy. Or if I accomplish this at this point, then I'll be happy. So we're pursuing happiness by doing things that will hopefully make us happy, but it's actually the other around. Now, here's another thing. When I first really made a breakthrough in success, it was just this powerful idea from Jim Rohn that change, when you change, everything will change for you. And if you don't like your results, well, change who you are, what you're doing. And that's such a powerful thing. For things to improve, you need to improve. For things to get better, you need to get better. And I want to just read something from this book, because we can change. A lot of times you might think, well, I don't know, I'm just not wired to be happy. I'm kind of the other way. I'm realistic or whatever. Or I'm just not ambitious, or, you know, on and on, different things. And this fits in with culture. I remember growing up, and this is what the common thought was, is our mind, our brain, it's pretty much set by the time we reach adolescence, and it's just kind of firm. You don't grow new neurons. You just kind of learn a little bit slower, but pretty much the die is cast. Your personality, everything about you, that's kind of who you are. Your potential is biologically fixed, and why change it? It's pointless. And here's the thing that he talks about, Sean, in his book, and here's this book, The Happiness Advantage. Well, if you thought about it, a book, The Happiness Advantage, if you couldn't make lasting positive attitude change, well, that book, it'd be a cruel joke, a nice pat on the back for people who are already happy and successful, but useless for the rest. What good is the discovery that happiness fuels success if we can't actually become happier? And so let me just read this right here. The belief that we are just our genes is one of the most pernicious myths in modern culture. The insidious notion that people come into this world with a fixed set of abilities and that they and their brains cannot change. And so here we go. You can change. And one of the most popular, wonderful thoughts is that you can actually change your brain structure by your thinking. They're actually finding that out. There's a lot of evidence that you can change. A wonderful word, neuroplasticity, the idea that the brain is malleable and we can change it. And it talks about something I think is now we all, if you get into an Uber and the driver has maybe been driving, and maybe they've only lived in this big town for 6 months. All they do is, you know, put on their phone and you know, all of us instantly can go anywhere because of this powerful tool. But years ago, think about London. Think about being a cab driver. And one of the most fascinating things is these cab drivers, and this is not a laid out grid. If you've been to London, I was actually a missionary over in England for a couple of years. Everything is just, there isn't such a thing as a straight road. And you could have, say as an example, Fox and Hounds Lane or something like that, and then it would just stop, and there might be a lane, and then the very same Fox and Hounds crossing or Fox and Hounds Avenue somewhere else on the other side of the city. No rhyme or reason for anything, and just all this maze, just a Byzantine, just difficulty going everywhere. And so here's the fascinating thing as far as researchers studying the brains of taxi cab drivers, and think about this. This is almost unimaginable because these cab drivers can go all anywhere in London, and it's just crazy the streets, and there must be this huge internal spatial map. It's just fascinating. Well, here's the thing that is fascinating is when they did MRIs and studied the brains of cab drivers, they had a much bigger hippocampus than ordinary people. So, okay, either you'd have to argue that from birth, some people's genes develop a larger hippocampus because they know that one day they're going to grow up and become a taxi driver in London, or conceive that a hippocampus can increase as a result of many hours of practice driving a taxi cab in maze-like surroundings. Now, isn't that a powerful thought right there? And we kind of think about everything else in the body. You know, what if you actually decided, I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to do that 3 or 4 times every week, and I'm going to work out? Well, over time, would you be able to tell the difference in your body? Well, of course. Same thing with eating the right kind of things. Well, why wouldn't the same thing happen if you read the right books or practiced a new profession or learned a musical instrument? Anything mental, if you work, the mind is also a muscle, and the mind mentally changes the brain physically. It's just the neatest idea. And you can actually learn to be happy. That's a really cool thing. So, does the mind affect the brain? I believe so. And does the brain affect the mind? It's a two-way street. And so much of the possibilities that we have we can do. How does that fit into the business? Well, I really believe that so much of happiness is this idea that the greatest joy is giving joy to another human being. And not all work is created equal. I think all of us, if we've had very many jobs at all, we've discovered that work is different. One of the big capacities is obviously some work is just worth more in the marketplace, and so you can earn greater incomes doing certain things than, say, another thing. Not that a person is better or whatever they just in the marketplace that has higher value. But one of the things I really believe in a practical sense is the capacity of a job to make a difference in the life of someone else. And any work, I think the reason we're paid is we're adding some kind of value in the marketplace. But if you look at something like what we're doing right now, where we can actually reach out and dramatically change someone's health, I believe if we get them plugged into the right books and conversation going on, we can actually teach them to learn to be happier because they're on purpose, but also they're getting outside of themselves and giving other people joy, and that kind of feedback just makes your life just abundantly wonderful. It's fun to get a check, but that emotional income or a psychological paycheck of somebody coming up to you and saying, thank you, I'm better because you came here, that is amazing. And so I look at what we're doing right now with the detox product, with the gut health product, the other things that we have put into an opportunity that's brand new and growing. I think so often some of the most successful people that accomplish some of the greatest things are people that just recognize where they were at that moment, and they acted on it and just went out and hustled, and in that growth environment, wonderful things came about. And so what I would say to you is, okay, here we are, this moment. I believe with all my heart that we have stuff that everybody needs, and if they embrace it and use it, they're going to become better. In a practical sense, a lot of folks won't go out and think, oh my goodness, here is a huge opportunity, I'm just going to go hustle. A lot of folks will just think, I like this stuff, feels good, and what's the best price I can get it at, and then just they'll casually share it with a few people, and there's a place for that. We love those kind of people. But also there might be someone that just thinking, what do I want to do with my life? How can I do the most good for the most people? I'm looking for a mission. Well, this is a wonderful golden moment where almost no one knows about this. I believe it's going to be really, really big. What if you jump in and hustle right now with everything multiplying like that? Just over and over again, you meet really successful people, and as you get to know them, they're not superhuman, amazing talent. They're just regular folks doing regular things, common people doing common things uncommonly well, and that's just over and over and over. Learning a story and then sharing that story. With us, we've got something really, really cool. The idea that we can help people with their body burden. All of us have that. And everybody has gut health problems. And teaching people just exactly what that means, leaky gut, and getting them plugged into the conversations that we have, everybody needs this.com, on and on, getting a conversation going, and you'll realize that wow, they probably got that problem, and they know other people that have that problem, and it just moves out from there. And so, wow, with a vast experience of being in this a whole week, you can just feel it. And as we go forward, as it compounds what we've done this week into months, years ahead, I just think, wow, where could we all be? If we really learn this, make a commitment to jump in with this and run as fast as we can, where could we be by the end of this year, a year from now, 2 to 5 years from now, as this company grows, we can be a big part of that growth. A lot of that growth will be us. That's kind of exciting. So anyway, so I think we ought to go for it. Those are kind of my thoughts I just wanted to share with everybody. And if anybody has a particular question, do star six. One of the things I really love about this business is we already have amazingly skilled and talented people. Enrique and Nancy, they do a call an hour before this every Monday through Friday. And so I almost kind of feel redundant, which is kind of a neat feeling. Everything's set up so we can just go to work, reaching out and talking to people. So anyway, anything I can help anybody with, star six. If not, let's make some phone calls today. Take care.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
This is Jerry of St. Louis. Do you have number? Hi. Do you have the number for Enrique and Nancy's call?
If you go to the WhatsApp, it's we just posted it again, and it's on Zoom. And so I could tell you real quick. It's 895-13-440-60. And if you don't have a pen and paper, one more time, 895-13-440-60. And so you can just go to Zoom.com and then enter a meeting, and that would be the one, and no code or anything, and that's 9 a.m. Monday through Friday Central Standard Time, and lots of really, really good stuff.
Appreciate it. This has been a good
talk.
You're very inspiring.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, sir. I'll see you on the beaches of the world.
All right. Let's do this.
Okay.
May
good
I
call,
have the
Dave.
Name of the book again, please.
Oh, thank you. Pardon me.
I have the name of the happiness book again, please?
You betcha. The Happiness Advantage, and Sean Achor, A-C-H-O-R, and also just write that down, and then go to YouTube and TED Talks, and you will love it. It makes you happy, and it makes me happy that Robert and he are personal friends, and this is really kind of his inside passion is happiness. It really is. It's not just a funny misspelling or whatever. And I just got to share this. I've got a daughter, Melissa. And we look at our new company and mentally looking at it, it's almost kind of a code. You look at, like me, when I saw Amplify, I didn't see Amplify. I don't think very many people do. What I saw was Amp and then Life. And then I looked at the end and I saw that I didn't see an I. I saw a kind of a Latino exclamation mark where they have it upside down, and so I just Amp Life exclamation, you know. but FEI, you know, Phi, so Amplify, kind of changing that, and then the happiness for our product. And so anyway, Melissa, she says, oh, you remember the movie That Thing You Do, The Wonders, and they spelled their band name The Wonders with a O-N-E, and so everybody called them the O-Neaters. Just think, yeah, that's what we are, the Amp Life. And that's Amplify. But either way is really good. Amplify Life, which is really what it is a contraction. So anyway, kind of fun. Good,
hey,
good conversation going. Yes.
Hey, David, it's David Peek. I think I've shared this with you the other day. I'm a big fan of Wayne Dyer, I think I've mentioned. And I remember a quote that he had years ago that I heard. He said, you know, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. And I thought, wow, that's really cool.
Oh, thank you. That fits so well into what we're talking about. And, absolutely. And a lot of times if you pursue it evades you. I think on a real fundamental level, something so basic as this is a business, and a lot of people, if that's their idea of a business is just to make some money, they might not get anywhere. It's got to be some kind of mission they're on, especially if it's going to be a successful business. If it's just I guess just to make some money, and I think especially in one like this, you almost certainly won't make any if you're just thinking about that. You will if you just not think about it. I believe doing a business like this successfully, you have to become the kind of person that you ought to be anyway. It actually guides you, and it's the business itself is really an advanced course of personal development, and an accelerated course too.
Take care, everyone.